Daf Yom Amud Beis, the Gemara is assuming that according to Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karate, only the Chasima requires Lushma, not the Ksiva. And the Raya is brought from a Mishnah on Daf Kafala from Amud Beis and Kosim Amuchuba LaKarka. Similarly, the Gemara assumes that according to Rav Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karate, only the Ksiva requires Lushma, as opposed to the Chasimos, and the Gemara brings Ziraya from the Mishnah on Daf Pevav Amud Beis, Gimel Gitin Psulim. Let's check both of these Mishnayot. Mishnah that we have on Daf Kafal from Amud Beis, and Kosim Amchuba LaKarka, Kosim Amchuba LaKarka, Tlasho Chasamo V'nosno LaKasher. Tosus over here, Alatar, the Ramaskul Detnan, points out that there's a machlokes amoroyim over there on Daf Kafala from Medeis, how to learn the Mishnah. Is this Mishnah like Rav Meir, that's the sheet of Rish Lakish, or is this Mishnah going like Rav Elazar, that's the sheet of Rav Yochanan over there? And Tosus points out that even though our Gemara is assuming like Rish Lakish, and that the word Tlasho Chasamo v'nasna l'kasha, that Chasamo means literally that it was signed, there is another way of learning. You know, with one could learn like Rav Elazar, and Kosvo would imply the framework. Masha'en ken Chasmo would imply the Toref, the Shem Ha'ish v'Ha'isha, etc. From the language of the Torah Chasuma Nitna, that it would be a conclusion. And so one could learn the Mishnah that way, and then, of course, it would not be a raya to Rav Meir at all. Okay, that's, you know, it's yedios klalios, that the Mishnah can be learned in two ways, but certainly, according to Rish Lakish, the word chasamo is taken literally, then the Mishnah is a raya to Rav Meir, that the ksiva does not require dine get. We're not involved, we don't, on the level of the ksiva, it can even be b'machubar, Huwa dinah kibi shalo lishma, dafka the chasima, that's where you require the dinah get, that's where you require that it not be mechubar, and that you require lishma. Okay. The Tosus also points out, Yemaskel de Tanan, that yitachen, that Rav Meir would agree that even though eide chasima karisei, the cholzot, that the ksiva lechatchila should be lishma, just like the Mishnah says, ain kosvin b'mechubar l'karka, even though the din of mechubar is basically a din in the chasima, b'cholzot we have a lechatchila on the level of the ksiva as well. But that wouldn't affect our sugya. Anyway, our sugya, where we're dealing with the takana, b'fanay nechtav, there's no reason that we would say b'fanay nechtav, and that it would be ma'akev in the get, particularly according to Rav Meir, kol mashanim be'a shetavu chachamim, that it would be ma'akev in the get if it was only a din lechatchila. That's the second point of Tosfos. Third point of Tosfos, Tema Lari, is not so much an our sugya as later on we have a braisa on the Feyim Adbeis, that if we have a situation where we have a lack of Befanai Nechtav, it says Vlad Mamzer according to Rav Meir, how in the world does that work according to Rabbah? So of course according to Rabbah there's really no need for Befanai Nechtav according to Rav Meir, there's no din of Lishma in the Ksiva. And so in terms of our Mishnah, we'll set up our Mishnah like a different Tana. However, in terms of that price over there, it says black and white, Rav Meir, Tosus leaves it as a Vitema. If you want to look, you can look at Alatar in the Tosus Harosh. He answers that the language over there with the Brysa deals with the Machokas Rabbanan and Rav Meir. The language of the Brysa is Aliba de Rabbanan, not Aliba de Rav Meir. But in any case, Tosus over here has three Ha'aros, one on the fact that the Mishnah can be learned Aliba de Rav Elazar. Secondly, the Rav Meir perhaps needs Ksiva Lishma Lechatchila. And thirdly, we have a problem with the Braisa that quotes Rav Meir on Daf Hey Amud Beis, Aliba de Rabba. So, that's all on the level of Rav Meir. But then the Gemara moves over into Rav Elazar. V'chi lo boy Rav Elazar Chasima Lishma Mida Oraisa Midrabanon boy. Maybe we would say that according to Rav Elazar, we need on the level of Drabanon even a chasim al-shma. That can't be, because we have a beferish a Mishnah that Rav Elazar tells us in the Mishnah that im nisais, in other words, afal pi she'ein alav edim, elo shenasna lo bifnei edim, kasher v'gover minachasim mishubadim, the edei chasima are meaningless, they're totally unnecessary, and with the edei mesira, we have a perfectly good shtar, namely that according to Rav Elazar, the only place that we would require requirement of lishma would be by the edei mesira, by the ksiva, not by the edei chasima. Rav Elazar's shita is quite clear. The problem over here in this Mishnah is the shita of the Tanakama. Tanakama says, Gimel gitin psulin v'imniseis havlad kosher. That we have three gitin that are kosher midoraisa and pasul midrabanan. The first of those gitin is kosav b'ksav yodo v'ein olav edim. If we have a get without edim, it's going to be kosher d'oraisa and pasul drabanan. Who is the author of this shita? So, l'chora, I mean, it's poshet, this is not Rav Meir, because it says, ein olav edim. Ein olav edim, according to Rav Meir, would not be only a problem midrabanan. Ein olav edim, according to Rav Meir, there's no get midoraisa. And that's what Rashi points out over there on the Mishnah, on daf pei vav amud aleph. And Rashi alatar over there on daf pei vav. In this is Havlad Kosher, Haitana Larv Rav Meir Sfirulei. Damar Eide Chasim Akarte, Dele Rabbi Meir Havlad Mamzer. However, if you look over here in Tosfos, Tosfos points out that Yitachain, that this would even be according to Rav Meir. This would even be according to Rav Meir. Afal Gav de Rav Meir Savar Vekosav Hainu Vechosam. Mikom akom kosher havlad biksav yodo ve'ein olav edim, the kevan shehabal atzmo kosav, ein lecha chasima gedola mizo. That perhaps, according to Rav Meir, on a doraisa plane, we can substitute the ksav yad of the baal for edei chasima. And the question is, what kind of substitution is this? We spoke about, according to Rav Meir, how a get basically is a problem of edus b'ksav. We get around that problem of edus b'ksav by creating a get with the tzivui of the baal, mipi ksavo, and the chasima of the edim. Where would the kevan shehabal atzmo kosav ein lecha chasima gedola mizo? What over here is creating the shtar. Where do we have edus creating the shtar? Kevan shabal asmo kosav ein lecha chasima gedola mizo. How did you understand? Excuse me? So let's look in Rashi over there on daf pei vav amud aleph. It's unclear whether this is Rashi or it's a Hagoyen Rashi, and it's really Tosfos, but ech shelo yeh, certainly it's a Rishon. And over there we have two lashonos. Ulaman demukila b'gemara k'Rabbi Meir, ikala meimar diksav yado kameya edim dame. That's firstly, he says. And then he continues, ela kevon diksav yado hu v'kosav v'nosan karinan be. Af agav deleka edi v'chule v'chule, v'kosav v'nosan karinan be. Namely, that we have over here two deos as to what is this concept of ein lecha chasima gedola mizu. One of them, a gzeres hakosuv, and the other, a svara. Let's start with the gzeres hakosuv. Vekosav v'nosan karinan be. Namely, according to Rav Meir, the word vekosav means v'chosam. However, what alternative reading is there which is at least as valid? Vekosav lo sefer krisus v'nosan biyoda. That the ksav yad of the baal would be mitzad gzeres hakosuv, would be an alternate track to creating a get. You can create a get with the chasima al pi tzivui habaal. You can create a get with the ksav yad of the baal. Certainly, according to the way that Reb Chaim learned that we're dealing over here, or the baal, going back to the baal hamor, that mipik savo. In other words, that the fact that the baal is mitzavah, the edim to write, this is not mipik savam, this is not their initiative, It's mipiksavo. He is the one who is giving the instructions. So if he is actually writing the get, that would be the equivalent of the instructions. That's one way of understanding. Or what Josh mentioned, let's go back to Kamea Edim Dami. Kamea Edim Dami reminds us of the phrase Hodas Baldin, Kamea Edim Dami. What would that imply? The Hodas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami. That we need that the das hamischayev of the baal be embedded in the ksav of the shtar. It could be embedded in the ksav of the shtar either with two edim or with a raya, which is the equivalent of the two edim. Hodas baal din kemeya edim dami. So we have over here a raya to the fact that this was written b'das hamischayev. Mitzad hodoas ba'aldin kemei edim dami. My nafkamina, if we're working off of v'kosav v'chosav, or we're working v'kosav v'nosan, or we're working off of hodoas ba'aldin kemei edim dami. What would be the nafkamina between these two approaches? Yes?
It's
simply a din. In other words, that if it's a din of hodoas ba'aldin kemei edim dami, this would apply in all shtaras. All shtaros, we want to get around the problem of mipik sava. We get around it via mipik savo, that we have two edim on the das hamischayev. Any raya that would be the equivalent of those two edim, hodoas baldin kamei edim dami, would also create a shtar. Mashen ken, if it's a din of vikasa v'nosan, yitachen that this would be bedafka in the world of gitin. In other words, in kol hashtaros kulam, vikasa means vikasa. But yitachen that within the world of get, we have a din of a kasa of a nasan. Yitachen. Okay. However, there is another get which is mentioned over here as well, which is pasul the imnisei sefrad kosher. Kasa biksi yad of the enol of edim that we discussed. Yesh that is yitachen is even according to Rav Meir, either only by get or maybe also by all shtaros. Yesh alav edim ve'ein bo zman. This we'll have to hold off until we get to learn the dinim of zman. Then we continue. Yesh bo zman ve'ein bo ela eid echad. We're dealing with a shtar with eid echad. Hari elo according to Tanakama gimel gitin psulim v'yemnisei savrad kosher. That we have, this is kosher midoraisa. It's only pasul midrabanan. Both Tosas Alatar and Rashi on the Mishnah over there on Daf Pei Vav and Aleph point out we have machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara over there on Daf Pei Vav, the very, very last line on Pei Vav and Aleph, the Pei Vav and Days. What does this mean that we have a get with an Eid Echad, which is Kasher Mida Oraisa? Are we going back to the Reisha? Are we talking about Kosav Biksav Yodo and it has Eid Echad? That's the Shita of Rav. Or is this dealing with a situation of Ksav Sofer, a classic get, that simply has Eid Echad, and that alone makes it a Shtar Mida Oraisa? If we learn like Rav, then there's really nothing to talk about. Then this is no Chiddush. The Mishnah is simply telling us not only is Ksav Yodo Pasul Midrabanan without Eidim, Ksav Yodo with an Eid is also Pasul Midrabanan. Okay. But if we learn like Shmuel, that we have over here a din of Ksav Sofer ve'ed Echad, which is good d'oraisa, and comes along Rav and says, no, only Ksav Yodo ve'ed Echad is good d'oraisa. Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad is not good mi d'oraisa. Ksav Sofer and Eid Echad is not good at all mi d'oraisa. Then the question is, what over here is the machlokas? Again, according to Rav Elazar, there's no nafkamina. According to Rav Elazar, we don't need Eidim at all. That's what he says. Even if ain't alav edim klal, it's kasher midoraisa and midrabanan. But according to this deya within the Tanakama, who may be Rav Meir, how over here do we learn? Namely, we learn that this reisha is Rav Meir, and that when we have ksav yado is the equivalent of eide chasima. How would ksav sofer and eid echad also perhaps be the equivalent of eide chasima? How would that be the equivalent of Eide Chasima according to Rav Meir? And why over here, if Shmuel says that this is the equivalent Midoraisa, why would Rav disagree? What would be the machlokas over here between Rav and Shmuel? How, again, we have a get with Ksav Sofer ve'ed echad. According to Shmuel, we need Edei Chasima. How would this turn into Edei Chasima? What would be our mechanism of turning Ksav Sofer ve'ed echad into Edei Chasima? To view the Ksav Sofer as an aid. Is that a possibility of viewing the Ksav Sofer as an aid? Let's look for a minute on the Gemara on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara over there deals with the concept of Simana. The second line on Daf Kaf Zayin Amid Pei Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara has a situation where an aide may have signed with his father's name. So the Gemara says, V'dilma Simana Shavya, maybe the aide didn't mean to say that his father's name is his name, but he meant to say that this is his signature. He simply signs with his father's name. That's a siman that he's signing. Dilma simana shavya, the harav tzir kavra, the rav used to sign gitim by making the sign of a fish. Rabbi Chanina charuta, he used to make a sign of an anaf shel dekel. Rav Chista would just put a samach. Rav Hoshia would just put an ayin. Rabba bar Rav Huna, Tzir Makusa, v'chulei. And the Gemara points out that Simana be'emet Shavya, that Simana Shavya, however, that a person wouldn't use his father's name as a Siman. Once we say Simana Shavya, then what does this open up? That when we deal with Ede Chasima, what don't we require necessarily? A signature. We require a Siman, that this was seen by an aide. Maybe the Ksav Sofer would serve as Simana Shavya. It would be no worse than Simana Shavya. Namely, that we have over here an entire get written in his handwriting. Maybe this is a Simana Shavya, that this would be the equivalent of an aid. What goes against everything that I'm trying to point out currently? To say that we're dealing over here with the Ksav Sofer being Simana Shavya, that he's telling us that he's an aid? Yes? The Sofer Shlomo throwing the garbage is a problem of Lishma that Tosas deals with. Before we get to Tosas, yes?
And it's not Lishma, it's just Friday.
Again, you're stuck on Daniel's. It's taking one step before that.
It would be too
that it would end up
with the equivalent of creative having signed.
So that would be perfectly fine. But you know, and that's what Shmuel is saying. Why would Rav disagree? Look, we have a Mishnah a little later on. Perek Beis. On Rav Kaf Beis Amid Beis. Hakol Sheirim Lichtov Esaget. Afilu Cheresh Shota Vikata. Ha'isha Kotevis Esgita. Vichulei. Namely, what would be the problem over here with assuming that we have a Siman in terms of the Ksav of the Sofer? Who says that the Sofer has to be Kasher Eidus? There's no halacha that a Sofer has to be Kasher Eidus. A Rasha can be a Sofer. Whether a Goy can be a Sofer, we'll have to see. But what appears from the Mishnah is that anyone can be a Sofer. So when we have Eidim who are signing, so we have a principle. We saw in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that you don't require kiyum because eidim achasum al ashtar nasa kimisha nechkara edusan the beis din. They're made on their own kashus. But over here, who says b'chal that the sofer is kasher to be an eid? How do we begin? How do we get off the ground? Even if we have his signature, let's say it's become his signature. So if a rasha were to sign the get, would that make the get kasher? In other words, a katan were to sign the get, that would make the get kasher. An isha were to sign the get, that would make the get kosher. Since when can the sofer be made on himself? Yes?
I think you have the other aid.
So here, perhaps, that would be the role of the aid. And we have over here, Ksav Sofer, the aid echad. Perhaps the aid echad, who is signing the get after the sofer wrote it, perhaps his signature is telling us that this sofer was kosher le'edus. And then, once we have that, then we can have the Eidim Achasum Al Hashtar, Nasa Kemisha Nechkara Edusan V'Bezdin, and that would In other words, that would be a question that this would be maybe good d'oraisa, not good drabanan. That would be the direction in which to go. I agree with you 100%. And then that would solve Tosis's question. And then Tosis asked, you know, according to Rav Meir, we need lishma. How do we know the Sofer didn't write this l'hislamic? Once we have the second aid, then that sets, you know, it's the ball rolling, and we say, we have over here two aidim, a machzim asharnas, a commission that could reduce on the bezdin, l'chulei v'chulei. But to get off the ground in the first place, l'chora, we have to have over here sort of a double, making two assumptions. A, that the chasima of an aid doesn't have to be a chasima, it can also be a simana, that would bring the ksav of the sofer into the picture. But B, we would have to say that the Eid Echad is made on the Sofer, and then we could already begin the principle of Eidim Achsum Al-Ashtar Nasa Kemisha Nechka Redusa V'Bezdim. Perhaps, okay, that would be a direction in which to go. I didn't see anyone who deals with this directly, but L'chora, that would be the Svara over here of the Tanakama Aliba de Shmuel. Namely, that even if we require, according to the Tanakama, a darga of Eidu Chasima Karte, and we saw already that by Ksav Yodo, we have two tracks, one of Xeras Akasuv and one of Hodoas Baal Din Kame Eidim Dame, maybe within Eid Echad, we also have a combination of the Eid Echad with the Ksav Sofer. Okay. The other Tosfos over here, Al Atar, take it to the other direction. Tosfos, Diksav Yodo Ve'en Olav Eidim. Once we established that Ksav Yodo works, Hodos Baldim Kmei Eidim Dami, or that we have a din over here of Exeris HaKosev, so why in the world should it be no good Midrabanan? So Tosus moves into the issue of Zman. That we'll get to later on. In terms of Yesh Lo Zman Vafilu Eid Echad, that we pointed out, what is the Chiddush according to Rav? Yesh Bozman, Yeruhu Adin Efilu Ein Bozman. Fine. Okay, let's move over to Rav Elazar. So far, we saw Rav Meir built on his pshat of the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Aleph Amid Beis, is that according to Rav Meir, the Ksiva doesn't require Lishma, only the Chasima. We have over here a Braisa where we have a Tanakama that could fit in even according to Rav Meir on a Doraisa plane, but the Cholzot with Psulim Midrabanan. We expand our concept of Eide Chasima to include Ksav Yodo, to include Ksav Sofer, perhaps in Eid Echad. And then we move over to Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar Amar Af Al Pi She'ein Alav Eidim Ela She'nosna Lo Bifnei Eidim Kosher. That the Iker is the Ksav and the Eide Mesira, and therefore, of course, the Din of Lishma would be in the Ksav. V'gove Minachasim Mishubadim. V'gove Minachasim Mishubadim. Here we have two deos within Rashi as to how to understand this phrase. V'gova minachasim mishubadim, gova govak suvata beget ze minachasim mishubadim, ditnan b'ksuvas hotzia get ve'enim oksuva govak suvasa, lishnachrina gova minachasim mishubadim im shtar milvahu, gova minachasim mishubadim, shtar chov nami kari get, kerimim bi'alma, get chov she'im bo'achrayus, and over here, the Eide Mesira on the Shtar Chov would allow the Malva to be gover from Nechasim Mishubadim. Okay. What over here is the Machlokes between these two Deos in Rashi? What is the first Deo of Rashi? What does it mean, Govek Suvasa Begetze? What is this phrase, Govek Nechasim Mishubadim, telling us about the nature of this get she'en alav edim?
It's really not a good star, but for some reason that the gift for being over at the super world out.
Well, we have no idea, let's start the other way, what would be in other places, but over here, this is a bona fide get isha. This is a 100% get isha. That we know that when a woman is megureshet, there's a tnai ksuva, there's a maisa bezdin that she's supposed to get her ksuva the moment that she's megureshet, and this woman is megureshet 100%. She can be gover her ksuva. Namely, this has nothing at all to do with any din b'chol haTorah kula. This is simply Rav Elazar telling us this is not a halfway get, this is a full get. We're going to apply all the dinim of get to allow the woman to be gova her ksuva, even if she doesn't have a shtar ksuva, because we know that she's megureshet, and we have a tanai bezdin, and she can be gova even without a shtar ksuva. That's all that Rav Elazar is telling us. The Lishna Achrina is telling us that we have over here a bona fide shtar, that we have a principle that a shtar, a milva bishtar, is gova minachasa mishubadim. This siva, which is coming along with Edim Esira, has the status of a shtar in terms of being gova minachasim mishubadim. It's a din b'chorat Torah kula. One could be medayik in Rashi, and this we'll see in Tosfos, is that the Lishna Kama would disagree. The Lishna Kama would understand that this principle of Rav Elazar is a din within Gittin. Is a din within Gittin. Within Git, we have a concept of Edim Mesira Karte, that it makes it into 100% get, but in the world of Shtaros, Edim Mesira would not allow for a gova minachasim mishubadim. Tosis over here points out that the sugya in Daf Pevav Medeis is mashma like the second lashon of Rashi, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam views that second lashon of Rashi as an ikar. However, we have a sugya, as Tosis says in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, where we have in that sugya two girsaot, one girsa is that the sugya over there deals with the question of gviya minachasim mishubadim, that's the ikar sugya of shibuda daraisa, shibuda drabanan, and it deals with what sorts of shtaros are gova minachasim mishubadim, and it asks about a ksavi yado, and it wants to bring a raya from the mishnah we have on daf peivav amud beis. And then it says, no, you can't bring any raya, shiny hasam, and here we have two girsos, the ika ksuva or the ika ksiva. If we have the ika ksuva, then that's the first lashon of Rashi. And that is Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa. And it also says Rabbeinu Hananel has a problem that we have, l'chora, the Gemara on Daf Pevavim Beis implies this is a din b'chol ashtaros, the Gemara on Baba Basra implies this dafka din by ksuva, and he chooses the Gemara Baba Basra over the Gemara and Daf Pevav, namely, Rabbeinu Hananel is the first Lashon of Rashi, that a shtar with Edei Mesira is not Gova Minachasim Mishubadim, while the Rashbam, he learns like the second Lashon of Rashi, that a shtar is Gova with Edei Mesira, and that which is not Gova over there, the shiny, is simply an IOU, that was never meant as a shtar, simply a petek given by the lova to the malva that he wouldn't be able to be kofer that there was a loan, but it was never meant as a shtar, that wouldn't work, but if we have a shtar with Edim Mesira, that would be gove minachasim mishubad. That's what we have over here, two deos, and I sent you to the Rambam, so we have, on one hand, we have Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, and the second Lashon of Rashi, on the other hand, we have Rabbeinu Hananel and the first Lashon of Rashi, and the Rambam goes in which direction? How does the Rambam in Hilchos Malva Velova Paskin, if you have a shtar with only Edim Mesira, is it Gova or not from Nachas Meshubadim? Hare is a shtar. It's a full-fledged shtar. The Rambam also learns, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, and the second Lashon of Rashi. Question over here is, what is the Machlokas? Yes?
The Rambam says that there needs to be Ksaveda.
Excuse me?
It needs to be Ksaveda, yeah.
The Rambam deals with the situation of Ksav Yado. Whether it has to be Ksav Yadov or not, that we don't know. The case he gives is the case of Ksav Yadov. Whether it has to be that situation or not, it's a good he'ara, the proper he'ara. But he does deal with the fact that we're dealing with the world of Shtarei Milve, as opposed to Ksuf. I meant on that side of the equation. Over here, Rav Soloveitchik has a Ma'arechet who wants to understand this Machloket, not as a local machloket, but as a very, very, probably the most basic machloket in terms of the nature of shtar halva'a that we could ever have. Let's take a step back to where we began to deal with shtaros. If you recall, we had a problem. All Rishonim have a problem, that we have a Gemara later on that mipiyam v'lo mipi ksavam, which would seem to undercut the whole concept of shtar. And so we had to set up a concept of shtar where we would have a machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, Edi Chasima Karate, Edi Mesira Karate, but Ech Shelo Yiyeh, we're going to believe either the Edim or the Sipur Dvarim. And we set that up as the world of shtar kinyan. The world of shtar kinyan where we want that the shtar should change matters from one side to the other, that kinyan is basically created by a da'as ha-mischayev. That da'as ha-mischayev has to find itself somewhere in the shtar. Either it finds itself in the ksiva, which is then seconded by the edim mesira, or it finds itself in the chasima, that the edim that we're going to have, again, the edim ksiva, the edim chasima, they're going to be basically that which are underwriting the da'as ha-mischayev, which create a kinyan. Masha Enkein, when the Gemara speaks about Mipiem Velo Mipik Savam, at least according to the Rambam, that's dealing with Shtarei Raya. Shtarei Raya serve as Edus, and then Edom have to come and give Edus Bepe. Mipiem Velo Mipik Savam. Shtarei Raya is Pasul Mida Oraisa. Midrabanan, we have a concept of Shtarei Raya Shalotin Odelas Bifnei Lovim. It's very hard to keep Edom caged up. We're going to have midrabanan, a concept of a raya mitoch hashtar, but it's only on a level of a midrabanan, not on the level of a doraisa. If we're going to ask ourselves, shtar chov, a shtar and a milva, is that a shtar kinyan or is that a shtar raya? What would you say?
Raya.
It's definitely a shtar raya. Now we have a machlokis between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar in terms of what creates a shtar kinyan. What would you say about a shtar raya? What would create a shtar raya? Eide chasima or eide mesira? There's no question that in a shtar raya, the whole nature of the shtar raya is that you have eide chasima. That's the whole raya. Otherwise, there's no raya. The raya of the shtar is the eide chasima. The question is, in terms of shtar kinyan, over there, you know, what is the ikar? Is the ikar the ksiva, which is seconded by the eide mesira, or is the ikar the chasima? What creates the kinyan? But if we're dealing with a shtar raya, certainly we need a world of edei chasima. That is no question about. And therefore, a classic shtar halvaha, which is a shtar raya, would have edei chasima. And the malva would have the shtar in his pocket, and he would pull it out. And that's what's gova min hachasim mishubadim. That's the classic shtar. Mida oraisa, what the malva has in his pocket, is really meaningless, mida oraisa. But midrabanan shelotin al delas bifnei lavim, we're going to view this as a shtar. Not only view it as a shtar, but if this is a shtar which is going to be gova minachasim mishubadim. So far, I didn't say anything new, right? This is simply, basically obvious that we have these two worlds. We have the world of shtar raya and the world of shtar kinyan. In the world of shtar raya, clearly eide chasima karte. In the world of shtar raya, that's what gives the raya to the shtar, the eide chasima. In the world of shtar kinyan, that's where we have the machlokas Rav Elazar and Rav Meir. So now let's go back to our Mishnah. Rav Elazar Omer, Af al pi she'ein alav edim, ela she'nasna lo bifnei edim kasher, v'govem min achasim mishubadim. We have a deya over here in Rashi. This applies to a shtar milveh. That a shtar milveh that has no edei chasima, that only has edei mesira, will be govem min achasim mishubadim. How in the world can that be? A shtar milveh is a shtar raya. A shtar raya requires edim inside. What in the world is going on over here? Namely, Barur, the first pshat in Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, they have a lot of basis. In other words, this is a dinik sufa. This is a dinik get. This is a get is a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan can work with edei mesira, and then it's a perfectly valid get, and the woman can be gover her ksufa. What in the world does this have to do with the whole world of shtarei raya? Simply, how does the second shot get off the ground? Leave aside what the girsa is in Baba Basra. What does it mean to speak about a shtar raya with Eide Mesira? What kind of shtar raya is that? So, the, yes? Fine, they'll create a kol, but the ikar chasim in hasefer. Rav Elazar only said his halacha by shtarei kinyan. Rav Elazar said never said his din by shtarei raya. This is Rav Elazar, and a shtar chov is a shtar raya. How can you bring Rav Elazar into the world of shtar chov? It's the wrong world. That's the world which is good to Rabbanan. Rav Elazar's halacha is doraisa. The kasav and nasan. The kasav means the ksiva, and seconded by the Eide Mesira. Yes. That's certainly where we're heading. The question is, what does that mean? In other words, you could say words, but the words have to have meaning. They say, clearly, 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 your words are working in the direction that we have to head towards. But the shtar doesn't create the chov of the lova. What creates the chov of the lova is the halva. The lova borrowed money, and now he owes the money that he borrowed. The shtar is simply a raya to that. The shtar doesn't create. It's not as though if you write a shtar that I borrowed $100, then I now owe you $100. If I never borrowed the $100, this shtar is simply a sheker. The shtar is a raya in the hands of the malva, A, that the money was borrowed, and B, that it hasn't yet been paid. Because if it had been paid, then the lova shtar chabiyadi, my boy, what am I still doing with the shtar if you actually paid? So the shtar is a wonderful raya on the halva. You're 100% correct that what we're heading to, what we want to do, is bring this into the world of shtar kinyan so that Rav Elazar would then say that gova min achasim mishubadim, right? That it's a shtar, it's a full-fledged shtar, and it works to be gova min achasim mishubadim. So this is a situation where the answer to the puzzle is sitting exactly in the words of the Gemara. Where possibly would we have a kinyan within a shtar halva? What could be created? What could the shtar create? The fact that the lova has to return the money, that's the halva created. The halva created a chov on the lova, right? What was perhaps created by the shtar?
The fact that it was done with mesira creates the chov that it's now allowed to be collected from mishubada.
Ah, okay. The shibud haguf of the lova was created by the halva. The question is, what creates the shibud nechasim? What's a shibud nechasim? A shibud nechasim is that the lova had karka at the time of the halva. Then he went ahead and he sold the karka. Now the malva comes to the lova and says, where's my money? The lova says, I have nothing. Right? I don't have any money. Check my bank account. I have nothing. So the malva then goes and he's gova the karka from the lokeach. What's the malva's taina to the lokeach? I have a shibud on this land. I have what we call in English a lien. What is a lien? I have a kinyan. I have a partial kinyan in this land. The moment that I lent the malva the lova money, I now have kinyanim in his karka, and my kinyanim precede your kinyanim. My kinyanim nachon, they are theoretical. They are in the back, you know, where it's up my sleeve. They're in the back room, but they're kinyanim, and they precede your kinyanim. And therefore, if the lova can't pay me, I have this karka that you bought. You bought my karka. You bought karka that I already had. Partial kinyanim. Okay? That shibud is a partial kinyan. And the question is, what created the shibud on the nechasim? So here, and please don't shoot me, I'll come to the Gemara and Baba Sarim. Here we know that a milva bishtar collects from nechasim mishubadim. A milva ba'alpeh doesn't collect from nechasim mishubadim. So the question is, what in a milva bishtar causes it to be different than a milva ba'alpeh? Why does a milva bishtar collect from nechasim mishubadim? So you could say, that really the halva'a creates the kinyanim. But what? We don't want to cause a pseudo to the lekuchos, you know, where it's by, how is the lekuchos supposed to know? So only a halva'a, which is built into a shtar, a halva, which is accompanied by a shtaraya, and in the language of Dvetsky, we have over here a kol, we have over here, this is something that anyone can check, that, in other words, that has nechasim, there you have this kinyan. The halva created not only the shibud haguf, but the halva also created the shibud nechasim. However, we need a shtar in order for the malva to be able to use to collect on that. Otherwise, you have a takana midrabanan that no. Or what could you say? The halva'a created a shibud haguf. What creates a shibud nechasim? The shtar. That maybe the shtar creates the shibud nechasim. If the shtar creates the shibud nechasim, what kind of a shtar is it? It's a shtar kinyan. And once it's a shtar kinyan, then Rav Elazar can say, what creates the shtar kinyan? The ksiva and the eded mesira. Namely, that when Rav Elazar says over here, gova min nechasim mishubadim, he's not only pointing out the result, but also the cause. It's a cause which brings about a result. That because within a milva bishtar, you can be gover nechasim mishubadim, that means that the milva bishtar really is a partial shtar kinyan. Once it's a shtar kinyan, so I can do without the edim inside. Had it only been a shtar raya, I would need edim inside. I need edim chasima. But the moment that we say it's a shtar kinyan, then I can build myself on the fact that a shtar kinyan, what creates it is a das and a schayev, which is embedded in the ksiva, with the edim asira. I don't need any longer edei chasima. V'kasa v'nasan. Kasa literally. That's what creates a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan could be a get. A shtar kinyan could be a shtar kedushin. A shtar kinyan could be a shtar mecher. A shtar kinyan could also be a shtar halva that creates a shibut nechasim. And the machlokes over here, then, between the two Lashonos of Rashi, or between Rabbeinu Chananel, with the original girsa, okay, of ksuva, and all of those who moved over to the girsa of ksiva, would be, what is a shtar halva? Is a shtar halva a shtar kinyan, or is it a shtar raya? And normally, again, we would view that a shtar halva would be a shtar raya. That's a classic shtar raya. That's a classic shtar raya. On mechiras karka, it could be a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya. On a matana, it could be a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya. On a halva, the chora, it's only a shtar raya. But once we have a concept of shibud nechasim, and we have a question, where does the shibud come from, then yitachen that the shtar is a shtar raya. Why do I think you're going to shoot me? Because the chora, in other words, we don't like to set up machlokas rishonim that are machlokas amoroyim and tanoim. And l'chora, this is a machlokas, amoraim at least, Ula and Rava in Baba Basra, the Gemara in Baba Basra, and Kuf Ayin Heyim with Beis, just one Amud before the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. Over there we find the din in the Mishnah of the difference between Shtar Chov and Milva Ba'alpeh. Kuf Ayin Hey. Amud Aleph, we have a Mishnah. Hamal v'eschavero b'shtar, gova minachasim mishubadim. If we have a milva al yidei edim, we call milva ba'al peh, gova minachasim b'nei chorim. V'chulei v'chulei. It's a long Mishnah. The Gemara begins, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Echad milva b'shtar, v'echad milva ba'al peh, gova minachasim mishubadim. Ma'itayma shibuda da'oraisa. And a little later on in the Gemara brings in Rabbah. That Rabbah says, Dvar Torah, Echad milva bishtar, v'echad milva bapeh, eno gove, elu minachasim b'nei chorim. Ma'itayma shibuda lav da'oraisa. In other words, that we have machlokes, whether shibuda da'oraisa or shibuda lav da'oraisa. Namely, what is the status, the fact that we have a distinction between milva bishtar and milva bapeh, that's a distinction midrabanan. What would be on the da'oraisa plane? We have one daya that all chovot collect from mishubadim. We have one daya that no chovos collect me mishubadim. So l'chora would say, that's the machlokes. If all chovos create from nechasim mishubadim, whether you have a shtar or not, clearly what doesn't create the shibud? The shtar doesn't create the shibud, because even without a shtar you have a shibud. Right? The halva l'chora creates the shibud. The halva creates the shibud. That's, in other words, then the shtar is a shtar raya. Masha'enken, if you hold shibuda lavda oraisa, the halva doesn't create the shibud, but we have a takana that a shtar chov, there is a shibud. What creates the shibud? The shtar. So the chora, this machlokes over here between Rabbeinu Chananel on one hand and Rabbeinu Tanya on the other hand, is machlokes shibud adaraisa, shibud adarabu adaraisa. That can't be. That can't be, right? We paskin shibud adaraisa, right? But we could have rishon paskin shibud lav adaraisa, but that's not machlokes between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam. We don't find such a machlokes, whether shibuda d'oraisa or shibuda lav d'oraisa. So how then can we set this up? I mean, l'chora, the question as to whether a shtar chov is a shtar kinyan or not should be a question within the machlokes between Rabbah and Rava. But that's a fallacy. It's really not the case. Let's assume that shibuda d'oraisa. And then Chazal came along and said, it's not fair. This paraphrasing the Gemara. It's not fair to the Lova that there had been a milva ba'al peh of $1 million that was done by Chadri Chadori. A malva, a Lova, and two Edim. They all swore themselves to secrecy. And then the Lova goes ahead and he sells the Brooklyn Bridge, And then the Malva comes with his Milva Baalpeh and says, well, you owed me $1 million, the Brooklyn Bridge is mine. How is the person who bought the Brooklyn Bridge who was supposed to know that there was a Milva Baalpeh? We have over here Pseida de Lechuchos. How is anyone ever going to buy anything? Maybe whatever you're going to buy is Meshubah. If you want to ever buy an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, as those of us who live in Eretz Yisrael know, it's not a simple process. Why is it not a simple process? Because you have to know that there's no previous lien on the property. I was just saying in Eretz Yisrael, I never bought property in America. If you want to buy property in America also, right, you have to, there are companies. You go to a company and they check all the records, v'chule, v'chule, that there's no lien. And once there's no lien, then the bank will give a mortgage, v'chule, v'chule. But no one's going to give a mortgage if there's a lien on the property. How in the world, if there's a milva baal peh, are you ever going to know if there's a lien on the property? So Chazal were metaken, that a milva baal peh is not gova. So the question is, what were Chazal metaken? What were Chazal metaken? Were they metaken that they're, in other words, that they're leaving the shibud de oraisa in effect, just they took it off of the milva baal peh? No, they say, no, there's no shibud de oraisa at all. We're being metaken now a new shibud, which is going to come about via the shtar. Namely, you can learn, according to the Mandamar, shibud de oraisa, once we get to the drabanan plane, it could be we maintain the de oraisa of the halva'ah being the source of the shibud, or no. That is knocked off. The halva is never the source of shibudim, because then we're going to have a problem with the lekuchos. But we create a new shibud via a shtar. So it could be hu hadin, the other way around. If we have a din that shibud alav de oraisa, then we could ask, what goes on when we have the takana? Is the takana a takana that the shtar is creating, or the halva, but tonight that there's a shtar? Namely, once, in other words, that our machlokis is on the level of derabanan. Whatever would be d'oraisa would be d'oraisa. But whichever way you learn, whether you learn the d'oraisa shibud d'oraisa, or whether you learn that the d'oraisa is shibud lav d'oraisa, however you're going to learn, you could still learn that on the derabanan plane, there's a difference between a shtar and milv shtar and a milv baal peh. It could be that the takana derabanan is to give the koach of the shibud to a halva'a, which is accompanied by a shtar, or to give the power of the shibud to the shtar. Nafkamina, if we're giving the power of the halva, the power of the shibud to the halva accompanied by a shtar, the shtar is a shtaraya. When you have a shtaraya on a halva, then we have a shibud of the halva. You need a shtaraya of kol. You need the shalotin al delas bifnei lavin. We need a raya. There shouldn't be pseudo de lukuchos, but really the shibud is midrabanan coming from the halva. Or no, the halva doesn't create shibudim. What creates the shibud is the shtar. Nafkamina is the shtar kinyan, or a shtar raya. Would you be able to apply Rav Elazar's din to a shtar chov? That's basically what's underneath this, and you understand then that any time we're going to find any distinction between a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan, how would we view the shtar halva would be totally in these two deos within Rashi, without getting involved currently, but that this is what's the basis. Yitachem. Yitachem, that one could take it maybe one step further and to explain a machlokes rishonim that I didn't send you to, but you should just be aware that there is such a machlokes. On the level of Shibuda d'oraisa, let's say we pass in Shibuda d'oraisa, and Chazal took the Milva Baal Peh and said, no, there's no Shibud on this Milva Baal Peh because of Pseudo Lukuchas, and we have a Shibud on a Milva Vishtar. That's the way we pass in, namely, all the Rishonim pass in that way, to the best of my knowledge. When we speak about a Shibud that, in other words, that works via a Shtar, it's clear that the shibud drabanan, which comes about via the shtar, is only on karkaot, not on metaltalin. Namely, that if the lova would have had a car, and he sold his car, and I have a previous milva b'shtar on this lova, I can't be gova the car. I can be gova his property. I can be gova karka. I can't be gova metaltalin. The only exception that we have is by aksuvas isha, that the Gaonim were metaking, that an Isha could be gover her ksuva even from Metaltalim. Otherwise, a husband who knows he's going to divorce his wife will, in other words, can make a deal, in other words, move everything over to metaltalim and then, you know, sort of save it. A woman's ksuvas go even from metaltalim. That's an exception. That's a takanas hagaonim. The question is, on the level of shibuda da'oraisa, on the level way, way back, right, before all the takanas, what was meshubad? Only karka or also metaltalim? One of the sources of shibuda da'oraisa, at least according to Rashbam, is vahotziya ta'avot achutza. The concept of taking security, of mashkon. Mashkon, classically, is metaltalim. That would seem to imply shibuda d'oraisa would even be on metaltalim. That's a machlok between the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rambam, in that same perek of Hilchos Malva Vehova that I sent you to, that's the perek where he deals with shibudim, in perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Malva Vehova, Paskin's a little farther down in the perek, in Halacha Zayin, Shehametaltalim Einon Tachas Shibud Baal Chov Min HaTorah. Even Mida Oraisa, even if we hold Shibud Oraisa, Metaltalim are not in the picture. He doesn't kind of understand Shibud Oraisa is coming from the world of Hotziwa Ta'avot Tachutza. He has a different source. However, the Rashba disagrees. If you want to see the discussion of Machlokes Rashba and the Rambam, the Ksos, in the beginning of Sima Lamed Tes, brings the machlokes between the Rashba and the Rambam, as to whether metaltalim come under the world of Shibud. So, to speak about, if we say that the only Shibudim that we have are on Karka, as opposed to metaltalim, then lechora we're dealing with a process of kinya. Shtar is kone karka. Shtar is not kone metaltalim. Even if we're going to say the halva is kone, the halva is mesiras kesef. Kesef is kone karka. Kesef is not kone metaltalim. We have a day of Rav Yochanan. Maos is kone metaltalim, not kesef. The difference between kesef and maos is value, tit for tat. Kesef is what we call kesef kinyan. You could buy the Empire State Building with a penny. In other words, you hand over kesef, that's kesef kinyan. The rest of the money is owed, but masha'en kein ma'os, that's kesef, what we call kesef piron. That's like barter, but I barter value for value. But in any case, if we're dealing with the world of kinyan, there would be a difference between karka and metaltalim. But yitachen, that one can go one step beyond, that one can say that maybe shibudim are not a din of kinyanim, that we require a maisa kinyan, but simply the shibudim are an extension of shibud haguf. Namely, that the moment that the loveh borrows money, he and all of his property are meshubud to the malveh. Namely, it's not as though the malveh has a kinyan, you know, that they have a shibud haguf on the loveh, and you have a kinyan on his nechasim. But rather, everything, the loveh's entity, his entirety, is meshubad to the malva. And then you would have the Rashba Shita, that even metaltalim would be meshubad. Namely, that the malva, the kol kinyanav, like dasan vaviram, right, the kol kinyanam, right, that everything went into the whole. That it was an extension of dasan vaviram. It was a hemshech of dasan vaviram. So, in other words, one could say that Shibuda de Oraisa could have two different planes. One plane is that we have a kinyan stemming from the halva'a. The other plane that we would have simply a shibud, a broad shibud stemming from the halva'a. The kinyan stemming from the halva'a would be on the karka. The broad shibud would include the metaltalim as well. And then again, what I'm trying to do is simply point out that the Doraisa plane and the Rabbana plane can be two different worlds. When we're speaking over here about kinyan, maybe all of that is introduced midrabbana. On a Daraisa plane, maybe it's a totally separate principle of simply a chov, which doesn't have boundaries. But in any case, that, in other words, the marechet of explaining this machokas over here between the two deos of within Rashi could very well be the marechet that the Rav set up. Again, it sort of cries for such a marechet. In other words, otherwise you get caught. In other words, if shtar chov is really the classic shtar raya, what in the world, how could you even have a havamina that you should be able to go from the Nechasim Mishubadim with Eidei Mesira, if Allah never spoke about Shtarei Raya. It's a whole different world. Okay. The next line of the Mishnah, continues by Rav Elazar, She'ein Eidim Chosmen Al Haget, Ela Mipnei Tikun Ha'olam. To understand this line of the Mishnah, we're going to have to postpone our discussion until we see more Makorot. Because if all we're looking at is the Rishonim Al Atar on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, no one gets involved in this, because everyone is exhausted from getting involved in it on Daf Pei Vav. And I didn't give you the Mar Makamos for that, and so to talk about it totally in the air really is not proper. So what I'd like you to do is to continue as you did the Gemara up to Hilchos HaKavasei Degitin, and we'll take it step by step. First, we'll just finish our sugya. In our sugya, what we have, see the Tosfos over here, V'chasm V'nasnula. I think it's pretty clear. Tosfos Moder Avelazim Mizuyach Mitocho. Over here, see the parallel Rashba. The Rashba quotes Chachmei HaTzarfatim, and the Dibur HaMaskil is Iboy Yisema. Yeah, Dibur HaMaskil Iboy Yisema in the Rashba and Afdalan Amad Aleph, where Tosfos raises an issue. The Rashba feels that it's not an issue. See also on Mezuyof Mitocho the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin and Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Within those two Rambams, he deals with the issues that Tosfos and the Rashba deal with as well. So see the Rambam in the context of Tosfos and the Rashba. And then we're going to move into the Tosfos, the Kaimelu on Hilchos HaKarav Elazar Begitin, and Tosfos is going to bring us back to the Sugya on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, in terms of what is exactly the psak of Rav Elazar. And this is going to come full circle. What does Rav Elazar mean on the Drabanan plane? She'ein Eidim Chosmen Al HaGet Av Nei Tikun HaOlam. Who are these Eidim who sign the Get? Are these the Eidei Mesira who are signing the Get? Are they separate Eidim who are signing the Get? Do we always need Eidei Mesira? Is Rav Elazar telling us that Drabanan we can do with Eidei Chesim alone? And what does all that mean in terms of Rav Elazar's Shita? So here, let's try and go a bit in chronological order. If you will look, again, first see what we have. First we'll learn Daf Daled Amud Aleph, Kilu, we don't know anything else, and we'll have a Shita of Tosfos, and we can raise whatever issues we want to raise our eyebrows here, raise our eyebrows there, but we'll see how Tosfos learned. However, to see what's behind it, and how far Tosfos went, so move over to the Rif, and the Rif, see, but for our purposes, Mem Zayin Amud Beis through Mem Ches Amud Aleph, in the classic pages of pagination of the Rif, from the words Umeha Nami Shaminan until Mishum de Melech Shamayim. Namely, the Rif says that I brought in a Shita, the Hagdol Torah LaHadira. I disagree with them totally, but Mishum Melech Shamayim, I should bring in all Shitas. So the see the Rif over there, and everyone relates to the Rif. Now everyone is in different places. The Baal HaMor is on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph in the Rif. The Baal HaMor quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, who goes ballistic with the Rif. You can learn the whole Baal HaMor, but basically from the middle of the Baal HaMor, where he says Udekamar Maron Zal. With the Kama Maron Zal, it's about 8 lines into the Baal HaMor, but there's no problem of reading the first part of the Baal HaMor. Then we have a Ramban in the Milchamos on the Baal HaMor, and then we have a Ravid on the Rif, and the long Ramban in the Sefer Haschus. You don't have to go through the whole Ramban, you're welcome to, in the Sefer Haschus, but basically from Andaf Mem Zayin Amud Beis in the Rif, in the left-hand column, from the middle of the left-hand column, that would until the end, that would be enough. Or if you want to take the easy way out, cover 80% of the material, learn the Ran on the Rif. You can do that as well. The Ran basically will give you a broad summary. You can do that first if you want to, and then look into the other passage. In other words, from Memzayin Amud Beis through Memches Amud Aleph to see what are the shitos, how the sugyos work out according to the shitos. And then, because what can we do? We were brought up in a different world. Open the Rambam and see how the Rambam understood the takana of Rav Elazar of Tikkun Olam. And that's in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gerushin, Halachos Yud Gimel through Tetzayim. Yud Gimel through Tetzayim. And Yud Gimel there, the Rambam paskined like Rav Elazar, Tzarech Litna B'Fnishnayim, and we explained that this may be a din which is unique to Gitin V'Kedushin. On a Daraisa plane, each Rabbanon may be different, but on a Daraisa plane, and then he moves over Avat in terms of Midrash Rabbanon, and that's where everyone came to me with all sorts of questions: what's going on over here? Things don't make sense. Things don't fit in. Where is the Eidei Chasima coming in within the Rambam, etc.? Okay, so that the order in which we'll go will be first to see our sugya, local sugya. Okay, then after we get our sugya down, and we've seen, you know, Tosfos, even though he relates to the Gemara and Daf Pei Vav, but we'll see what at least his shitas are. Then we'll move over to see the Rif, the Ramban, the Baal Hamor, on Daf Pei Vav in the days, and the Sikkum, and the shita as well of the Ramban. Okay. After that, we'll go back to the Mishnah. After that, we'll get to the sugya of Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
My view of Shmuel.